You are, among other things, a movie director, a choreographer, and an actor. Why did you decide to work in the movie industry?
I was start in 2006 in Bukavu. Come back to Army Groups, and I really like just to learn more about art and to try just to heal the traumas we were getting. And it's afterwards say, okay, that is so good job, I can continue with that and try just to help and all people with the art what I do. I think about my work, we try just to not only artists but now activists, because we have just to help our generations, our children who is coming to army groups, who live in streets, who we have a lot of problems. Now we have a lot of endures here in Goma, Kivu, and I really like to say that endures is coming to try to think to work for sure for the children. When I say to work for sure for the children, I see he's coming with our programs, who maybe he was used it in Nigeria, he was used in Germany, he was used it in France, who Belgium, and he said, okay, this program can work, it can work in Congo too. And without see how to get a good plan for the children, and this is terrible for the children. And I ask myself, and I try to ask all people, and I try to meet who worked from the NGOs, and I ask them one question. Which one meaning to get the children, to put out the children to army groups, and to bring them to be the streets, and that you cannot accept. Who was been in the army groups, was live in the streets, was working in the mining, we know what we say. So now I can ask for the angels to change our political plan for make the mobilization of children, for giving, to bring them to our communities. But it's impossible to say, okay, I bring these children in the communities who has made some violence, and you bring him again there, and the same army group who was taking these children to our groups, he stay there, so the children cannot resist there. He want to come in Goma, who want to be the streets children. So we have to think a lot about this. The second one, he gets the funding, but something we give to the children for beginning to do our jobs, for sure it's money, but it's nothing, because the children have our families, a lot of things have to do, but we have to think a lot. The important thing is not just to give, to put all money to for our bureau, for our cars, for house of them. Today we know someone who have a lot of money is someone who walk into NGOs, but he walk to the NGOs, but the children who he walking about, he's poor and he's sleeping again in the streets. And that, for me, I cannot accept. But how my children have a good life, who was trying the angels to put out the group army out of streets? Nothing. And we have that to think a lot. It's not just the angel I talk about this, but I talk to the government too. But because the government and the NGO have to work together, just really just to say about the children, NGOs and government. Congo is not only the war. No, we have a lot of things. Is so good. We have some people from Germany, from England, from Barcelona, who is coming to Congo and to make a good journey to work with these youth and trying just to make something good with them. So I can ask for the people who have some projects to coming. I welcome all people who's open to coming to Congo, to Goma, and to work with this youth. We need this. Please, we need this. It's so important. I think we have to clean the world together. It's not just Europeans who Africans, but we have to be together for see how to change the world positively.
You are currently working as the director of the Kiva Theatre Festival, and you have founded the Sikilik Africa Company. What are you planning on achieving or doing in your current positions?
Yeah, we was trying first to make Sikilik Africa is one of people was created in Goma, and the object to create this, to make these organizations, it was just to work with the youth who get a lot of problems and to work with the communities who have a lot of conflicts and to try to show the communities how we can, the arts have the power to bring the people to make resolutions of our conflicts we had without violence. And it's possible just with the arts, for the arts to make people to try just to talk and without violence. This the first object of Sikilik Africa, and the second is just to try just to give some workshops to the children, to the youth who's coming from army groups, the children who sleep in the streets, to give them the hope to say, okay, the life is not stopped by streets, by army groups, but we can find another way and to win and to be good and to help our communities. This is from Sikilik Africa. So now we work to two things. First, in conflict and the resolutions and peace. Second is just youth and power in communities. Fourth, how the arts can try to change the communities, how the arts can bring the people together. There is for Sikilik Africans, and after we will see, okay, now we have a lot of talents in Goma. We have a lot of talents, and everywhere in the world, he knows about Goma, that is the place who we cannot coming because all time is the war, all time is not our problems for the artists from Goma, who the people who live in Goma, but is the problem from some organizations, international organizations, some press, international press, media, who is coming and they are trying just to show the very bad image from Goma, and he was forgetting just to show the good image from Goma, and he was okay, it's possible because now people need just to give money to culture, it can come to Goma because you know there is dangerous, but our all artists is possible to create and to repair all images who is in internet. Try now to fetch in internet, you read Naf Kivu Hu Goma, you will see a lot of images, a lot of informations, bad informations, just in he tried just to show the war, the violence, something like that, but he forgets that the people is living there and we have a lot of things is good. So we can create the festival, Kivu Theater Festival, for trying just to talk for our countries. Second, to bring people together and try just to talk about anything we live in the communities. And after, to help the communities to get access to the culture. A lot of countries with Goma, with Kivu. There is about Kivu Theater Festival.
From this general perspective, I'd like to just go to the movie Colton Fiber. It will be shown next week. And in the description of the movie, it is often stated that your goal with the movie is reparation, which reflects what you've said just now. How exactly are you planning to achieve it in this case with this movie specifically?
About Colton Fiber is not only my life who is shown inside, but I can say I represent a lot of children and the situations in Congo. Now the conflict we have now in Congo is not the conflict like community conflict without something with communities and the communities, but is electronic conflicts we have, and our communities cannot understand this very quickly. Myself, I was working in army groups when I was being charged, and after there I was living in the streets like a children who was living in the streets, and after I was being children who work in coltan mining. Now we cannot understand why we have the conflicts, is very, very important. But a lot of people in Congo, Kivu, he knows that we have some mineral like coltan, gold, but he don't know how this mineral is important in the life. What we can build with this mineral. Now we have the handy, we have the mobile phone, we have the computer, we have a lot of things built by our mineral. And I cannot say that is bad, but where is coming this material who is trying just to build this phone, who laptop and other things, is coming from the violence. This is true, it's coming from the violence. When was try just to take this decision to make a movie Cotton Fever, it was so important to me. Why is it so important to me? Because we really like just to show in the world, everywhere, in all countries, that MacBook, phones, who all up electronic things, what up, how the people live in Kivu, but we use the phone. Europa is not like Africa. In Europa, we have some countries who we try just to respect the youth and the generations. You say, okay, now I cannot work anymore, so now I can leave the place, I can give the place for the new generations. And in Kivu, who in Congo, in Africa, we don't have this. So I would really like just to show this and to bring the message to our parents, for all people, to say, you have a children, you can tell him about the situation in Congo. Where is coming your electronics we use in your house? And when the youth and children, the students, will be to the power to try to change the collaborations and the exploitations of mineral in Congo. It's possible that mineral to be imported to our, imported to all countries, everybody. So how to use this? It's just this new generation can try just to change this. And we can start to our parents to try just to sensitize, to give the message, to bring the children to understand how to change the world without conflict, without war, something like that. You just about seen Cotton Fever, but it's not only my story, it's my real story, but we have a lot of cases like mine. And now I talk to you, maybe everybody see it in internet about the children now who the rebel groups try just to take them and to put them to our groups. International community, the international people, he doesn't say something. I don't know why.
You mentioned that you wish to show your work to a lot of countries, a lot of people all over the world. In what other countries besides Germany and the Congo do you know of where the movie is being shown?
We never show the movie in Congo, for sure. I think in Kivu Theater Festival, fourth edition, we were trying just to think with our staff to see how we can bring Cotton Fever theater step to Congo, but with Corona and Ebola, it was not be possible just to show it and try just to peace in Kivu. And about the movie, we never show it in Kivu, but we think now with how we can try just to show the Cotton Fever in Congo. But in the first time, it was played in Kinshasa only, but all countries so considered by these cases, we never show just in Kinshasa. In the rest of Congo, we never show that movie. But we think a lot about this, if we found how we can get money for bring it into Congo again and show to the communities, it can be very better.
You also mentioned the pandemic, Corona and Ebola. How did those influence the creation and filming process of the movie?
Corona, it was a lot of things in international program culture. Nobody can try just to organize any big activities. Nobody can move who try just to get to have the journey. I think Corona has tried just to stop all activities and all cultural activities. This is my impressions about Corona and Ebola.